Hi friends, welcome to My Divorce Real Estate. I'm Amber Gifford and this is
Scotty Gifford. We are the
Gifford Group.
Dynamic duo, I was gonna say, but okay.
Kind of. Some days we are, some days not so much. So what's up?
So today I thought we'd cover a very potentially informative topic.
Aren't they all?
Yes, but some more than others.
Oh, okay, okay.
So, really, I think that you know, this video, we're going to talk about what I have learned from having four different family law attorneys.
You had four family law divorce attorneys?
Wow. Four of them.
Why so many? What's wrong with you?
I know, right? That's what I keep asking myself.
That's what literally everybody thinks. If you switch attorneys, well, you must have an issue, so you had to switch. Not true.
Yeah.
Sometimes they're the issue.
Yeah, and I think throughout this, in the video, my goal is to give you some tools and really wrap this up into a nice little package of what my takeaway is from those different attorneys. But I thought maybe we should kind of unpack that journey a little bit and why I had those four different attorneys.
I had three.
You had three. So, I mean, you're right there with me.
I'm better than you.
You only had to have three. Just be having four.
Mine was a different scenario. So, tell us about your four.
Well, I want to say, like, before I say that, like, we'll go through the journey. But, like, they weren't all at the same time, right? So, it wasn't like, hey, I just went back to back attorney. So, it wasn't.
Although some people do.
Exactly. But then, and that's to say that every attorney out there, and we first off want to preface to saying that we do find attorneys as a valuable resource when you're going through a divorce. They do add a lot of just knowledge, and they let you understand your rights. And me and Amber are not attorneys, so just full disclosure on that. We're not going to play attorneys. We don't ever play that role.
We don't offer legal advice.
We don't.
But we do refer legal advice. A lot of attorneys to our clients, and I always tell them, meet with like at least three, mm-hmm. and see if you have a connection with them, because you do have to communicate with them. You do have to spill your guts to them. And we have another video that talks about, you know, working with your attorney, and you know, you got to divulge all the good, bad, and ugly, or mm-hmm. at least you should. And if you don't have like a mutual connection of some sort, like you feel like you could trust this person, it's probably not someone you want to choose.
Yeah, for sure. We have flags for hiring the wrong attorney. The first questions that you need to be able to ready to answer. And so you can check those videos out. We'll link to them below. But so the first attorney that I got was because me and my ex-wife, we were very amicable at the time. And we were just decided to use one attorney. So really, my first attorney wasn't even my attorney, right? So like, not a good idea. And we say that because we want like Amber said, we always refer out to attorneys. We want people to talk to attorneys that know their rights and know what they're, you know.
But to say you guys were very amicable at the beginning, so yeah. It worked for you.
Yeah, it is a much cheaper option if you just can have the one attorney versus you both having a separate attorney. So if you're in a good space and you can work through those details, and we talk about this in other videos, but we'll talk about the big three, you know, the house, the kids, and all the other assets, right? Like, those are kind of the big three. So if you guys can kind of have a game plan going into this, you know, and we're not advocates of a divorce, but if you're going to go through this process, you can have agreements on those big three. You could probably work with an attorney. And we do have attorneys that are really good at doing just the mediation between the two, and it does keep the cost down, so.
But why'd you have four? I don't have three.
So that was the first one, was when we got the actual divorce, and that was, you know, and it worked out fine for what it worked out. And then there were some disagreements post-divorce, a couple years out of it, and really that was over the kids, obviously, because we had settled the house stuff, and we had settled the money stuff. It was really just, you know, having kids is, you know, going to add to, if you couldn't work it out in a marriage, you're probably not going to be able to work it out with divorce without a lot
Very
of fighting.
True.
So I think, you know, it was all determined about the kids. And I had agreed to something that wasn't viable as far as my work schedule at the time. Yeah. So for me, I needed to go back and modify the kids' schedules, right? Because it was working fine when we weren't following the schedule. But as soon as we had to follow the decree, because we were fighting, and that's what you do when you fight, you go back to the decree. What does it say to do? We have to follow those rules.
Yes. It's your Bible.
Yeah. It's your
Bible.
It's your post-marriage Bible, right?
Yeah, sure.
What you agreed upon. And so not having that agreement and seeing eye to eye, I had to get that modified to work with my schedule so I could see the kids.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, that was, so that's why you had a second
that one. Was the second one, right?
And sometimes it works out and sometimes it doesn't.
Yeah. And then there was, we had a couple years there and then and we had another issue come up with the kids once again. And it was like, okay, all right. And it wasn't, I wasn't trying to really modify anything in this one, but my ex did want to modify a couple things. And there was some misunderstanding about things, I think, truly that led to it. Lack of communication.
Always misunderstandings.
Yeah, and at the end of the day, like, we always, this is where the attorneys kind of don't really help too much, is, like, if you guys aren't communicating, they're not going to, most of them aren't going to make it smoother. It's going to add fuel to the fire.
So that's four attorneys and four retainer fees, right?
Yes, yes. Wow. Four retainer fees. So I've spent a lot of money educating myself.
Good answer.
Because that's all we can really speak about is our personal stories and the clients we help through that are walking through this. And obviously, we deal with the house stuff mostly, right? And for figuring out, like, what can you do with the house? And that's where our expertise is, where Amber and I really come into play. And why we do what we do is to help people understand what they can do with the house, whether they're looking to buy with their spouse or they're looking, they need to sell because they just can't afford it with one income anymore.
Well, so, but you made a choice to switch attorneys too one time, just by your own doing.
Yeah, so that's another one. The third time, I had two attorneys during that disagreement of us going back to court. So I had retained attorney, and they were,
really a connection there.
Yeah, it wasn't so much a great connection, and like speaking of some of those red flags, there was a lot of those red flags that I probably should pay attention to. But I was trying to be, I think I'm very understanding, and I tried to, like, okay, I'll look over those things. Probably shouldn't have done that, right?
Yeah. Well, but it's hard when you're in the industry. We know a lot of people. So yeah. It's hard to, like, here's my personal dump.
Yeah. And we're not going to do that because that's my story, and it's not something that's nothing's ever one-sided, right? But I do think that, like, there were some things I probably could have handled better myself, but also too there could have been handled better on the other side, for sure. So I just felt like I wasn't getting the service that I had paid for,
right?
And it was time for that to dissolve. And that's not a marriage. I can just end that if I'm not happy with, if you're not happy with your attorney, if they're not getting what you perceive,
get a different one.
The value, yeah, you can switch attorneys. It's not something we advise you just go hot, attorney hop, obviously. But if you're trying and asking and not getting what you need, well, then you need to go somewhere else, right?
And they're really busy, let's be real. They, mm-hmm. They, for every phone call, every text, like, some of them charge you for all of that. So you have to, that's why we have in our divorce resource questions to ask when interviewing an attorney and things like that. So mm-hmm. you're educated before you go. But I always tend more to lean on the, like, what's the personal feeling I get from this person? What does my gut say about this person? Do I connect with them? Can I talk with them? Can mm-hmm. I, cry in front of them? Can I laugh about something in front of them? Can I take accountability in front of them? If you can't do those things, the problem might be you. Yeah.
Yeah. So I think, and then so finally we changed attorneys the fourth time, and then, we were able to get everything done. And we were almost there anyways. We were pretty close to the goal line. By the time I switched to the fourth one to kind of polish up this turd, right? the divorce degree, right? So they're never fun to do. It's not something that you really want to do. It's a bunch of legalese that I don't really like, but sometimes it's just something, hey, making sure the verbiage is correct in there, that what you're agreeing to is what
I hear
is.
A lot of our clients say, oh my God, it's taking forever, and they're complaining, and it does take a while, and it also can take a long while if you're the one dragging your feet, getting them documents,
mm-hmm.
If you're in discovery phase, and they're waiting, and they're like, hey, I need A, B, C, and D, and you're like, oh, here's one, and then 2 weeks later, oh, here's another one. Like, you have to take accountability for yourself in that, too. Like, it is a partnership.
Yeah.
And if you want it to move fast and they're moving as fast as they can, then you have to be supplying them what they need when they ask.
For sure. Yeah. And then we run into that a lot too on the lending side of it, where there are certain documents we need or certain things you need to sign before we can move forward. And on the real estate side, both the real estate side of in the industry and the divorce things take longer than people really think they're going to. They think it's going to be really quick. I mean, 60 days is the minimum. 61 days is the minimum, but yeah. Like realistically, I've only had one client that we know about that actually did it in 61 days. Most people are in that, you know, six,
2 year phase.
4 to 6 months ish range at least.
Mine was 6 months. Yeah. So yours was a lot faster though.
Yeah, ours is probably closer to the 4 month range time we got everything kind of.
And the only reason I had multiple attorneys too is because I didn't do normal litigation. We did collaboration. So we're, and we have a video on that as well too, the difference. But when you collaborate together, it's you and your attorney, your ex and their attorney, you sit at a table together and go over things. But you also sign like this employment agreement thing where you're agreeing to do certain things. And if there is strife later, you have to retain another attorney who's a collaborative law. So each time we had disagreements, and they do happen often because your kids grow and change and spouses come in the way, and new spouses and girlfriends and boyfriends, and things stir the pot. So people get agitated with certain things, and it does happen. But when you have to go back and then pay an attorney to do it, man, it stinks.
Yeah. So that's probably the worst part, is having how much money you just spend on attorneys, because they are expensive per hour, and they do provide a lot of value for what they do. But it's sometimes it's like, oh my goodness. Like,
yeah, enforcements and modifications, they're difficult.
Filing fees and all those things. So to kind of wrap this video up, because that's kind of the journey, but here's the kind of the takeaways that I would say from, you know, having all those attorneys and Amber's attorneys and working with clients. I like to use analogies, and I think one of the analogies would be like, if I go hire a personal trainer, I just want them to help me do a job, right? Like get into shape. I can't just go home and then eat Oreos and expect that he's going to somehow make everything better in my health, right?
I want Oreos.
Who doesn't love Oreos, right? But like, the point is, like, I can't just keep doing what I've been doing and expect to get different results. So even if you decided to get the divorce and you have the divorce attorney, they're not going to be able to do everything for you. They're not going to make your relationship better.
No.
They're not therapists, right?
Some of them really, though, can be that way with you, some of them.
Yeah, and I think that's, you know, as when I think me and Amber have that heart too, where we really feel for our clients and want to help them, and we empathize with them. But it's still, to the analogy, you still got to do some of the work, right? You still got to take accountability for what you're doing to contribute to this fighting, and take accountability to the things that you are still doing or had did in the past that led to where you are, because you didn't just wake up. No one gets married and said, well, I'm going to get divorced in 6 years, right? Or 8 years or 10 years or whatever, right? They just...
Yeah. So my big takeaway really is, like I said before, it's more a connection I feel here and what I can say and can't say, which I pretty much can say anything, I think, most of the time. But I have to have a personal connection, like, oh, do I like them? Do they feel good about this person? You know, and when you don't, then... And some people are financially stuck. They have no choice. They have to stick with who they chose. And... You know, we hear a lot of negative comments, and we just try to go, okay, well, everyone's doing the best they can. And a lot of times you do have to look at yourself and realize, like, hey, take an emotional piece, like, out of it. Like, let's get what needs to be done here. Because we do hear a lot of the bad on all ends. But at the end of the day, you are getting a divorce. It's what you've chosen. And they may be a horrible, terrible person on the other end, but you still need to maintain your composure. You still need to be, if you have kids, be strong for your kids. And there's just a lot that goes into it. It's a very tough situation. But yeah, I say choose somebody who you connect with.
For sure. That's a good takeaway. And I think I'll just add one more thing, and we'll kind of end this video, is the... when you're dealing with a situation when, you know, I'm a person and I have an attorney, and then Amber has an attorney and it's her. So there's a lot of like communication, and it takes a while for things to get fully agreed upon and agree. The more people, you know, the more hands in the pot, right? The longer it's going to take to get something solved. The other just one or two people working on it.
Well, and too, you're not their only client. Mm-hmm. So they have other people they have to deal with too. It is not an easy job by any means. Being an attorney. So as always, we're here to bring you real life experiences to all your real estate needs. Bye.